Welcome back, and thank you for listening to our Faith Builder podcast. This week, I'd like to talk about the meaning of tithing and what we're called to do as members of God's family. Although you don't hear this term used that much anymore, people still wonder, what are they required to give back to God and the church? Tithe is an old English word which means 10% and is used to talk about contribution and distribution of goods. The original idea of tithing to the church started back in the early part of the Old Testament. Jacob, the grandson of Abraham, was the father of 12 sons who started the tribes of Israel. In the beginning, all of them received a parcel of land to live off of and prosper with, except his son Levi. His line, called Levites, were charged with the priesthood of the tribes. Rather than land, they received 10% of the prime crops and riches from the other tribes. Now, some faiths continue with this traditional thought of members contributing 10% of their gross wages to the church. The Catholic Church does not hold fast to this tradition, but rather asks what we can give. When I think of tithing, I think of the story taken from Mark chapter 12, verses 41 through 44, and Luke chapter 21, 1 through 4. The story tells of the poor widow who only gave a few copper coins to the collection, while wealthy individuals flaunted their large donations. Jesus states that this poor widow gave more because even in her impoverished state, gave all she had. The others just gave from their abundance. God has blessed us in so many ways and has given us so much, but only asks for a little back. It's our duty as Catholics to help keep our churches up and running so we always have a place to worship and receive the sacraments. It's also our duty to support those who have little and are not having their own basic needs met. In the book of Genesis, we learn about the story of Adam and Eve's sons, Cain and Abel. Abel was a shepherd and Cain was a farmer. Cain and Abel gave offerings to God from their flocks and fields. God was pleased with Abel's offering, but not Cain's. In turn, Cain became jealous of Abel and killed him. But the reason God was pleased with Abel's offering is that Abel chose from his best and choicest animals, and he gave his best. Cain, in turn, didn't. Although he gave an offering, he didn't offer God his best, only that which was of less quality and expendable. In today's society, we have turned into creatures of comfort. We buy into the societal views that we deserve to pamper ourselves. Now, there's nothing wrong with enjoying life and indulging once in a while. But do we also remember those who need our help? Are we like those individuals who contribute from whatever we have left? Or are we like the poor widow who gives more than is able, but trusts that God will provide? It's also not just monetary donations, but also our time. There are 168 hours in the week, and 112 of those hours are typically when we're awake. God asks us to give him 1 hour of that time to attend Mass. That's not even 1%. We often hear people say that they don't feel God's presence in their life, but how much of their time is spent reaching out to him? In 2 Corinthians 9, verses 6 through 8, St. Paul states, "He who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each one must do as he has made up his mind, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to provide you with every blessing in abundance, so that you may always have enough of everything and may provide in abundance for every good work." So ask yourself, what are you willing to give back to God of your time and resources? Are you willing to give God your best, or just anything expendable you may have? God promised that the more you give, the more you will receive, not just monetarily, but in all the gifts he has given to you. Until next time, please remember to stay hopeful, be prayerful, and keep building the faith.